What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in-store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to another episode of Strictly Business, the podcast in which we speak with some of the brightest minds working in the media business today. I'm Andrew Wallenstein with Variety. There's no single reason anyone can attribute to the incredible run Barbie enjoyed at the box office this summer, but one factor at play, driving interest in the movie, seems to consistently explain the success of a lot of pop cultural phenomena these days, going viral on TikTok. So, to shed light on how the social platform packs a promotional punch for movies, TV shows, music, and more, we've got Rhea Davidson, TikTok's U.S. Head of Media and Entertainment, and Catherine Hallaby, Head of Entertainment for North America, on this week's episode. Stick around. We'll be with them right after the break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we are back with Rhea Davidson and Catherine Hallaby from TikTok. Before we dive into the Barbie at all with you guys, let's find out a little more about what you both do at TikTok. You have similar but not identical titles, so I'm guessing there's some differences we should take note of.
Hi, Andrew. Nice to meet you. My name is Rhea Davidson, and I am the vertical director leading the US media and entertainment enterprise sales team at TikTok. Think of my team as partnering with studios to ensure their paid media has the biggest impact both on and off the platform.
I'm Catherine Hallaby, and I am the North America head of entertainment, which, yes, sounds very similar. But what that means here at TikTok is my team works with media partners, creators, and public figures to help them grow audiences on our platform with organic content strategy.
And so my guess is the two of you need to do a fair amount of coordinating, considering I think there's some overlap there.
Yeah, it's like two halves of the coin. There's your paid plan, there's your organic presence, and they should be working together to drive your success.
Got it. Okay. Well, that said, let's dig back into Barbie and put the success of this movie in context. I mean, was this, first of all, some kind of record in terms of the stats that one movie has enjoyed on the TikTok platform?
Barbie, this is Catherine, and Barbie has really been a phenomenon on TikTok. It's kind of the perfect marriage, I think, of a movie campaign that spawned a million trends and a platform where trends tend to begin and really perpetuate outward from there. We know TikTok plays a big role in driving culture generally. Lots of trends across categories start here, and that was certainly true of Barbie. I think what was especially significant about Barbie on our platform was just how incredibly varied how it showed up was essentially, which is all driven by our community. But I saw Barbie content about, you know, what you would expect, right? The movie, anticipating the film, reviews of the film, but also everything inspired by the universe of the film, fashion, food, you know, weekend activities, home decor. There's just kind of no corner of TikTok that you can't find some element of Barbie showing up. And I think that speaks to the tremendous success of the film overall.
And from a data perspective, though, was there like new record set in terms of how a Hollywood property has trended or performed on TikTok?
It's hard to say because you're just always comparing apples and oranges, especially with a property like Barbie that has lots of underlying and pre-existing IP, whether it's from the animated series, the doll, et cetera. I can tell you that Barbie as a hashtag has over nearly 80 billion views and 1.4 million followers on the handle Barbie the movie. And those are some really big numbers.
Got it. So Rhea, with you and Warner Brothers, my guess is Warner Brothers, of course, being the one who produced Barbie, the conversations about what they could do on TikTok probably started long before the movie hit theaters.
That is very, very true. So, I mean, like every other partner, we are recommending that studios like Warner Bros. Brings TikTok into the process as early as possible to enable TikTok to just be the most effective and strategic partner that we can be. You know, certainly we understand that a specific film's positioning can sometimes be fluid and may not always be clear at the outside, but for sure, a best practice is bringing TikTok in the earlier is the better. And for Warner Bros. And Barbie the movie specifically, they did bring us into the conversation very, very early. And we certainly saw that early enthusiasm for those very first Barbie images and activations on platform. And that just garnered such excitement, which was a definite momentum builder many months before the film hit theaters in July.
Because I think back, Catherine, to how you described it, and correct me if I'm wrong, in terms of the campaign spawning the trends. Was that, I mean, because I would imagine sometimes it's not necessarily the case. The trends for anything in pop culture could emanate from nowhere, not necessarily be from a campaign. But was that exactly kind of what happened here?
Yeah, it's so hard to really tease that all the way out, because again, Barbie is an idea that predates, you know, all of our lifetimes, and certainly even the TikTok platform. And I think you know, for me as a consumer and a user of TikTok, I first saw it pop when the character posters came out, which, you know, of course, was part of Warner's campaign, releasing these sort of first looks at Dr. Barbie, President Barbie, et cetera. And we really saw the community embrace that and create their own versions of, you know, this is me as Barbie. This is me essentially recreating the look of that character portrait. To make my own, you know, self-expression in their content. And so I think that is a very clear thing to attribute to Warner Brothers. At the same time, we saw certain trending sounds that had been trends on the platform from years before, like To the Salon, from which I think is a clip from Barbie, the animated series from like a decade ago. And that was a trending sound on TikTok years ago, and then came back as a result of the sort of chatter and in the anticipation of Barbie the movie.
Sure. And Araya, when you were talking to Warner Brothers about this and what you wanted to do there, was there a sense of just how big this could be? Was there something about this movie that you were able to sell them on by saying, like, look, this is made for TikTok?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I'd say it's super important that we pay homage to the Warner Brothers marketing team. I mean, they are the masterminds behind the success of the film, both on and off platform. And the marketing they did to promote the Barbie movie was just simply brilliant. I mean, Barbie was and still is everywhere. Certainly my For You page is still filled with Barbie content, and I'm here for it. And I think without speaking to specifics, what I can say about our conversations with Warner Brothers is that we know that TikTok played a massive role in drumming up excitement for the film and driving people to theaters. So I think part of that definitely had to do with the very early partnership. I'm thinking back to April, 4 months before the film hit theaters, when Warner Bros. First launched their teaser video on TikTok. It received over 27 million views and over 2.7 million likes. And that's some pretty big numbers for a film that doesn't launch until 4 months later.
And so does it change the kind of conversations you're having with studios now for other kinds of movies that we're going to see in the coming months? Or, you know, do other studios say, I love what Warner Brothers did on your platform with Barbie. How do we do this and that? I'm just curious if it's been a game changer.
This is Catherine. I'll jump in. I mean, I think people are going to be saying that about Barbie for years. I think they've really set, set a new standard for what a kind of impact you can really drive around a film to really become a cultural moment.
Got it. But also, it's sort of like, is, you know, you used that word earlier, you know, attributable. And it's like, well, is TikTok really the driver here, or is it really more of a reflection of what else is just going on in the culture? And with or without TikTok, Barbie was going to be big. How do you know it's the platform at play? I've stumped you.
I would not want to take credit, right? No one platform can take credit for this kind of phenomenon. But I think to what Rhea was saying earlier, starting early is so important. And that was certainly something that Warner did with this title on our platform. And I think one of the key elements of its success, and again, something that made it especially a fit for a platform like ours, was how long until that campaign really gave any details about the plot, about what kind of film we were all in store for, and essentially allowed the audience to use their own imaginations and spend months anticipating a film through their own imaginations, which of course is deeply tied to the underlying experience of playing with the doll and kind of spoke to that nostalgia, but also is really a fit for TikTok because co-creation and being inspired by one person's idea and taking a little bit further and essentially using your imagination with our tools is kind of the fundamentals of this platform. Whether it's responding to a trend, using a feature like Duet or Stitch to build on another person's content, and of course the trending sounds and the music on our platform all kind of feed that behavior. And I think it was a really powerful part of what made this movie really break out.
And so, Raya, when you're talking to other studios, I mean, obviously TikTok is not the only game in town when it comes to digital platforms and some of those other games. We shall remain nameless on this podcast, of course, but they've been around a lot longer. And so I'm curious, what is it that you use in terms of like, hey, all of these other platforms are fine, but this is why you've got to be on TikTok? Is it about a particular demo that's there, a particular sensibility? What are you selling them on?
Yeah, I'm happy to answer that. So when we're talking with movie studios in advance of launching a new film on TikTok, I think there's just three big differentiators or advantages that we encourage studios to take advantage of. The first being that TikTok truly is entertainment. We don't see ourselves as a social platform. You know, we are a content graph. We are a true entertainment platform. And whereas you check other platforms, you watch TikTok. And in fact, TikTok's global community is consuming over a movie length of time on the platform each and every day. So we just have such an engaged, immersed audience. The second thing that's a best practice to take advantage of for entertainment marketers is the fact that TikTok is a full screen audio on platform. So the benefit there is that when you're on TikTok, you are fully immersed in the experience. There is no way that you could be multitasking. And that lends itself to being very complementary to showing Hollywood content in an engaging and a fun way. And this just really creates a naturally symbiotic relationship between TikTok and entertainment marketers in terms of our ability to partner to build active, engaged, and inspired fan bases. And our recommendation is that brands can really capitalize on this by simply being on the platform and being involved in our community. And then lastly, the third best practice I'd say we recommend and talk about a lot is part of the magic of TikTok is that it creates a uniquely engaged ecosystem between creators, communities, and marketers in a way that really can't be found anywhere else. So people come to the platform and discover new movies or shows that they want to watch. We see them then leaving the platform to consume that content. And then they come back to TikTok to actually co-create about that show or movie and share it with a much broader, wider audience. And like we saw with Barbie, that really helps to fuel fandom and often creates those cultural moments on TikTok.
And so, Ray, I'm also curious, as a category, I know you're not going to reveal the numbers, I'm not asking you to, but is entertainment just a big growth area for marketing in terms of TikTok? Obviously, there's lots of different campaigns, lots of different industries, but I'm just curious how big a piece of all that the Hollywood world is.
Well, I can't speak to specifics, but I can say that our entertainment marketing partners continue to be increasingly excited about partnering with TikTok to launch whatever their newest content is, from shows to films, even music and live events.
We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back with some of the leaders of marketing and promotion at TikTok.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And we are back with Raya Davidson and Catherine Hallaby of TikTok, talking about what resonates on the platform, how marketers take advantage of it in terms of entertainment. And so I'm curious, looking ahead now, you know, we're coming out of the summer, we're heading towards the fall. Are there other titles, and we could talk beyond film, we could talk television or music or anything, where it's like, this is an interesting marketing campaign to keep an eye on, or this is an interesting trend. I feel like I always hear about these things after they hit. And so can you give me a sense of like, keep an eye on this one because it's going to get interesting.
This is Catherine. I will take a stab at that. I mean, with, of course, the caveat that these things are nearly impossible to predict because it is based on so many contributing factors. But this is the time of year, yes, mid-August, when I start to get excited for Halloween, because Halloween starts happening on TikTok, usually in early September. Which is great for horror titles. I think, you know, the Exorcist is coming back, and I anticipate that will find an audience, because spooky season is such a, it's probably the biggest holiday on TikTok. And we've seen that success work out particularly well years past for the Scream franchise. We partnered with Paramount to bring the voice of Ghostface to the app, which gave users the ability to translate their text boxes and videos to be read aloud by the voice of Ghostface. It's our text-to-speech feature. And that inspired a lot of both film-related content, Halloween content, and just, you know, general user creativity. So always keep an eye on Halloween, and just whether it's sort of horror or more in the comedy category, that's certainly embraced on our platform.
You know, I probably could have guessed that Halloween and horror would be big after seeing the recent Grimace milkshake trend play out on TikTok and the horrifying purple drinks that, I'll leave it to those two who are not familiar with what I'm talking about to check it out on the platform. I'm also wondering, Raya, is it possible even something like Oscar season has any sort of place on TikTok? Because I would think, oh no, this is, you know, TikTok's more for kids and for comedy and horror, or am I wrong?
Well, I think you are exactly right that, I mean, TikTok is a platform for everyone. We've grown to over a billion users globally, and Oscars is certainly a place that has an important fandom on TikTok, and certainly partnering with all of our entertainment marketing partners, there's a lot of excitement to build for your consideration campaigns a lot of times. And so we're really excited about the Oscar season each and every year on TikTok.
And when you mention globally, it also reminds me, like, of course, TikTok, a very global platform. Are you seeing the ways that TikTok is able to take US-based properties and drive interest, you know, in countries where perhaps it's not so easy to reach certain demographics and certain nationalities or whatnot? Does TikTok become part of being able to drive interest truly on a global basis, which is so important at the box office these days?
Yeah, this is Catherine. Absolutely. I do think that the global nature of our platform and the way content is distributed are really key factors for that. To actually return to Barbie, one of the ways that we partnered with Warner Brothers on that release was on a point of interest feature. So point of interest is essentially a location tag you can add to your videos. And we created our first ever fictional point of interest, which was Barbie Land, AKA Malibu. And if you go to the page in app for that location, you will see videos from all over the world, just sort of the fun irony of that being a fictional location. Warner was a fabulous partner in sort of driving the awareness of that by putting it on their content. But yeah, if you go to that page today, you'll see videos from Brazil, you'll see videos from Indonesia. It's really been a way to kind of see that global snapshot of the fandom around this film.
And Raya, I'm also curious, when it comes to TikTok's marketing power, is it about, you know, little ad breaks that run, you know, quick spots, or is it more about, you know, branded content, creators doing things that are in the content that's interesting? When you're selling a studio on what they should do, you know, is it a little of everything?
That's definitely correct. The answer to that question is it is both. So creators, first and foremost, are an amazing way for, brands just to connect with the TikTok community. And so a lot of our entertainment marketers will leverage branded content via creators. And we just know that creators know better than anyone else what will resonate with their audiences. And for example, we ran a study with our partner Suzy, and it showed that 54% of TikTok users are more likely to trust recommendations from creators who come from similar communities. And even without creators, the TikTok community genuinely wants to engage with brands. And the receptiveness to branded content on TikTok is really unmatched. We've seen unmatched ROI on our platform. For example, 58% of our users have indicated that they are interested in viewing more content from studios, streamers, and from networks.
Well, so I'm curious if, you know, even independent of those marketing efforts, how closely does TikTok monitor what entertainment properties are trending on its platform? You know, is that a regular conversation you guys are having? I feel like I don't see those numbers that often.
We are, looking at those kinds of trends. We're often seeing the same trends as the user of our platform would by scrolling the For You feed. We try to sort of guide those insights when we can. But I think, you will truly find just about everything on TikTok. Every platform, every fandom has an expression here. So there's no limit.
So, but Catherine, the more you do this, the more, and I guess what I'm trying to ask is, does TikTok ever become more predictable in terms of these kinds of behaviors? Like you start to get that there's a track record with certain genres or with certain stars or whatnot. Or is it, you know what, there's a surprise every time. There's only so much you could do to anticipate.
I think there are things to keep in mind to help make that sort of sudden serendipitous success more likely. This is, like Raya was saying, we're a content graph. So that means every video is sort of looking for its audience, as opposed to thinking about accounts with specific following and all of your content just goes to your followers. And so that means discovery is happening all the time. New people are discovering new shows, celebrities, films that have been out for a while and they've just heard about, or that they are, that are coming soon. And, excuse me. I think the through line for what drives success is, does it feel authentic to the platform? And authentic to the platform really means authentic. You know, is there a behind the scenes snippet of an upcoming film? Like we saw this from Lionsgate and the new Hunger Games prequel that's coming this fall. They shared some content from the set about a year ago. And it's that kind of access, that kind of perspective that you're not going to find, broadly, but maybe you'll find it here because someone made a video when they had access to a really cool space like a movie set. Those, that kind of the joy of discovery and the joy of finding something unexpected, I think, tends to really resonate and drive that that kind of snowball effect over time for entertainment in particular.
And so, you know, let's say the snowball is rolling. I think back to there was that memorable campaign where, or I shouldn't say campaign, I don't know if it was initially planned, but the Minions came out and all of a sudden these kids are, you know, going to the theaters wearing suits. And I'm like, what on earth is going on here? And so what I'm curious is something happens that maybe is unexpected. A trend emanates from TikTok that no one foresees. Raya, are you able to go back to the studio and say, like, look what's going on here? And can the studio then sort of like change their marketing or adjust their marketing plans on the fly so that they're able to get to take advantage of something that they didn't necessarily anticipate?
So I think that's part of the beauty of TikTok, is really that culture starts here on platform. And there are these cultural moments that happen both on and off platform that we can really leverage to capitalize upon with our entertainment marketing partners. So I remember when Gentle Minions started, and that was a trend that I think none of us predicted. However, being very nimble across our team and our partnership with Universal, we were definitely able to put together some very quick moments on platform to capitalize upon that trend.
Okay. Well, I'm sure studios appreciate that. Also, is there, you know, obviously when I think of TikTok, I think of, you know, watching funny videos, but are there other, say, more interactive features that allow fans to maybe drill a little deeper into a property, you know, sort through options of any kind? And just curious what TikTok might have there.
Yeah, this is Raya. I'm happy to answer that question. I think one of the most exciting things for entertainment marketers on TikTok is the fact that we have built advertising solutions that really feel natural to the platform and focus on inspiring co-creation within the community. For example, we have a product called Branded Mission. It's an industry-first ad solution that enables advertisers to crowdsource authentic content from creators on TikTok, turn those top performing videos into ads, and improve brand affinity and media impressions. So, you know, Branded Mission makes it easier for brands to tap into that creative power of TikTok communities and co-create authentic branded content that really resonates across our community. Another example would be our other product called Branded Effects. These are sponsored custom effects that invite the TikTok community to co-create alongside of a brand. They can be highly customized with branded elements and include features like calls to action and custom audience targeting to fit a brand's specific campaign needs. So one of my recent favorites came from Disney. They launched a branded effect for The Little Mermaid. This is actually the first branded effect on platform that used actual footage from the film. And it invited our community to actually become Ariel in the famous scene where she sang Part of Your World behind the rock. And it was definitely a fan favorite and community favorite on TikTok.
I will have to go looking for this stuff. I'm curious also, you know, I have a sort of an in-house TikTok lab at home with a 15-year-old boy who discovers all sorts of even older catalog entertainment properties, TV shows on Netflix and that kind of thing. Are you seeing what I'm seeing in my lab in terms of, like, are you turning studios on to, like, hey, you've got things you're not even marketing here that are trending. You really should throw some marketing dollars behind it to accelerate it, or because it just seems like to some degree, content has a life of its own when it comes to entertainment properties on TikTok.
Yes, this is Catherine. And I think that's a great way to describe it. The content does have a life of its own. And again, that's sort of because of the content graph and the distribution in the For You feed. And I'm seeing the same thing. I hear constantly from people under 30, let's say, younger than me, you know, that they've discovered a show, or, you know, have I heard of this show? And it's not even a show that's in production anymore, but they saw something that recommended it. or they saw a video that recommended it on TikTok. A few years ago, we saw a phenomenon around Criminal Minds, where there was just a ton of Criminal Minds fan content well after its sort of original CBS broadcast window. And there's actually a trend I just noticed today where even the idea of, hey, do you remember this movie or do you remember this TV show has spawned a mini trend where there's an invented horror movie from the 80s called Zapatha that never existed, but people are sort of pretending it existed. So there is, yes, very much a universe of library and archival discovery on TikTok.
Hmm. Sounds like something else studios may want to be marketing towards or at least paying attention to in terms of in this reboot culture world. TikTok provides, I think, a sense of the vitality that might be lurking behind this brand or that. And so interesting to note as well. So in one last question, you know, is there any particular movie, TV show that you think is just generating some interesting, whether it's an organic, you know, fan fed trend or just an interesting campaign that my listeners should take note of just to get a sense of the kind of vitality you see on the platform?
I'm seeing, this is Catherine. We are seeing a lot of anticipation of the live action adaptation of One Piece, one of the more popular anime/manga titles that's sort of ever been put out there. If you just look at hashtag views on One Piece, and that's coming in a couple of weeks, I think, on Netflix. So I think that's going to be, I'm interested to see how that fandom evolves on a platform like ours as sort of anime translates into live action. I think that's gonna be cool.
Interesting. Well, something I'll take note of as well. Thanks to you both for talking me through this. I'm going to keep an eye on the platform going forward. It's just really kind of, you really get a sense of sort of the white hot center of pop culture when you're seeing what plays out on TikTok. So thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
This has been another episode of Strictly Business. Tune in next week for another helping of scintillating conversation with media movers and shakers. And please make sure you subscribe to the podcast to hear future episodes. Also, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and let us know how we're doing.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.